it's a Sunday, and it's another date day with Anna and Claire.
Oh, we do love our dates, don't we?
We do, and we're going on some glamorous locations this week, actually, because Anna admitted to me that she's only ever been on a tram twice.
Yeah, but why do I need to go on the tram? And I've got a car.
I mean, there's buses all around where we're sat right now. So technically, right now, we could choose. Do you want to get a tram or a bus?
I've done my years of buses. Let's tram it.
Okay, and I'm thinking for you, because you're quite highbrow. You know, you're quite classy, aren't you, really?
Am I?
that you probably would prefer the comfort of a tram.
Well, actually, I like the buses in Manchester now, because you can get free Wi-Fi on some of them.
You can get free Wi-Fi on the tram.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, listen, to be fair, I'd probably prefer an Uber. But, you know, if we've got to do it.
Well, I thought that...
The chauffeur was busy
last
today.
Last week we went on a bus, so this week we can go on a tram. I'd like to keep up the transport theme.
Could we go on a plane to Mexico next week?
Helicopter over Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow.
Now, wouldn't that be the best date?
Oh, my God. Or just a quick trip to Monte Carlo on a helicopter I could do.
Well, I think I need to start dating someone with a pilot licence.
Yeah, or rich. Is this us?
No.
So how do you know? Because this isn't the thing, right?
Well, actually, we could get on this one and take us so far. Come on, we'll do a change.
Don't do that to me.
We've only got a few stops. Come
don't
on.
Make a change.
Step on the change. Right, anyway, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. So, and you can join us on our...
We'll be St. Peter's Square.
Look, there's a chair there.
Do you want to sit down?
Down?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to sit down? Come on then, love. Right, we'll just get a seat. Anyway, welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. Yeah, we are... out on the road. Anna brought me an apple. Thanks for bringing me some speed food to do
You're
this.
You're welcome. I'm hungry, are you?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to do it for me.
No, it really didn't do it for me. What do you want to eat? I really want a Slimmer World brunch.
The next stop.
I love an egg at the moment. But recently, I feel like I'm having eggs every day.
That's no bad thing. Full of protein.
No. Protein.
But they can bind you.
No.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for this. Thanks for this, Zayma.
So last week was like all about going out and about and meeting different people and lots of different voices. This week is a bit more, I suppose, normal Slimming World Podcast. That is just me and Anna. Sorry for that. Booby prize.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week we did have a good old one, didn't we? We met some amazing people.
Yeah.
We really did. I cried, generally snotted on people. You met a really lovely, quite handsome man.
I just said, I'm so sorry, I can't talk to you, I'm crying.
We got in and out of a massive deck chair twice.
We did, but we didn't get any free food.
No, we didn't get any free food in the end. But hey, so we're stepping away from the food this week, and one of the things that some of you say is you quite enjoy more of the kind of headspace type podcast that we talk about. So this one is quite simply something that, well, I didn't hear about it any before until I went to one of your groups the other week, the YMCA.
So I need to give a little bit of, I don't know,
it's
shout
not
out.
Your idea then?
No, and it's a gorgeous consultant, and I think her name is Jem, but I do apologise if the real consultant who started it is listening. But yeah, a really, really great idea that a lot of us took into group, because we know that this time of year is really tricky for a lot of our members. Like the 6 weeks holidays, it's really epic for a lot of people, even if you don't have kids. Like the stuff that's going on, and I think it can just be a really difficult time of year, kind of. There's so much going on in terms of holidays and festivals and barbecues and drinking and hot weather or rain in Manchester. So yeah, this, when I did this in group, the response has been amazing, and the weight losses, so I did it last week in group, and the weight losses this week trebled.
Really? Because I think what really took me by surprise doing this group, and we know so many of you are consultants, so maybe this might help inspire you if you're stuck for ideas, but there were so many women who actually, it brought them to tears when they really got deep into looking at this.
And I think that was a really important thing to recognise, how deep you needed to go sometimes. And I think sometimes we miss that point, and we're just so surface with it, aren't we? That really looking at the reasons, your motivation and all of that is sometimes where you need to go. And also doing this regularly, because your headspace changes a lot, doesn't it? I mean, you've had admittedly a difficult, kind of tough month with your journey, haven't you? And needed to kind of reassess where you were and how you felt. So hopefully this little thing that we're going to do will show you how to do it.
And it doesn't require any dancing.
Well, I think dancing
or moves, arm moves.
I feel like it should do, though, because, like, I would choose to dance while I was doing this. Would you do it? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, to hold a microphone, hold a phone, wear some headphones on public transport and do the
dance
move.
But how amazing if we did it right now? on this tram.
Like it could, we can't afford the commercial.
No, we can't
music,
afford it. So we could. Yeah. So what we're going to do today is something called YMCA.
Why are we doing this, Anna?
Well, we are doing this so that you can be filled with motivation, inspiration, courage, and determination for the next step in your weight loss journey.
I thought that you were actually, the words you were using then were going to be what YMCA stands
no.
for.
No. Oh, did you? Is that what you wanted?
Stood for, stands for.
So, should I go through? So, what I'd all recommend is that you either
get a piece of
pause
paper.
Us now, yeah, get a piece of paper, get a pen.
Post it.
Ooh, like a post it, but I'd need colourful. About 14. I'm sorry, just to stop a second. I went to Zane's, a well known supermarket the other day. They had post its that were half an A4. How amazing is that? I mean, that's
just
a pad.
Just get no, a notepad no, no, and blue no. tack.
There's something about a post-it, the peeling, the sticking, the smell.
It can't be recycled, kills the planet.
Can't they?
Well, no.
I've always stuck mine in the blue bin.
Oh, rebel.
Can you really... Guys, let us know. Can you really not recycle a post-it note?
No, why would you? Because it's got glue, sticky stuff, so it's not full paper,
it's got
is
to
it?
Be recyclable. Come on, Claire.
Saving the planet, man.
Oh, my God. That's a whole other podcast. Okay. So, the idea of this
is
about you really reassessing your motivation, your want, your desire. Because I think when you first start to lose weight, it is massive in the forefront of your mind. It's a priority. It's something that you are always thinking about and always want. But you can get deflated. No, you can get deterred, can't you? I'm sorry, I'm just worried we're going to miss our stop, Claire.
It's fine.
Do you know where we're stopping?
Yeah.
Does it terminate?
The one after this we're going to change.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm really not made for public transport. So the idea of this is that we want to help you get back your motivation and think about why you're doing this, what motivates you, what inspires you, and what commitment to change you might need to make, and what you're kind of vying for. So
what do the letters stand for then?
So what I'm going to say is down a piece of paper, write the words YMCA. So the Y is about your why. Why do you, right now, sat in your chair, sat in your car, on your run, I don't know, eating your overnight oats, sat in the office, why do you, right now, want to lose weight? Not why did you want to lose weight when you decided to start 3 stone ago, not why do you feel you should, but why do you really, really want to lose weight? What is the reason? Is it like... because you want to look hot on your holiday? Is it like me, because you needed your BMI to be healthy? Is it like you were just fed up with the person you were and wanted to change your lifestyle? What's your reason? Because once you have a why and once you have a reason, that is the start of being motivated, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, because we've done an episode about this before, haven't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, but it goes deeper.
So actually, if this is something that you think is really resonating with you, then there's always that episode
yes.
that has a cheeky bonus.
Yes, yes. So it's really looking at almost why you may have lost your why is because there isn't the same why anymore. Does that make sense? So,
yeah.
Like for you, I can imagine it's a really different headspace 5 stone down to it was the person you were a year ago who was drinking and partying and doing all of that. It must have changed up and down that time, mustn't it?
Yeah, you know what? I suppose it has, and actually it's realising that's the thing that I had to stop and think, oh, okay, this has changed, acknowledging
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important thing that we don't acknowledge that, and that was almost one of the reasons of putting this in place. What's the reason now? Because I remember when I walked in or hobbled into a small group, the motivation was just that I didn't want to be as unhappy as I was. Now it's a totally different motivation. So then we're looking at your M. What's your motivation?
Your M. Motivation.
Yeah. Why, who, what is your motivation? Oh my God, she's making me get off the blinking track.
Yeah. I'm motivating you to stand up and make sure we're ready to get off. It's on this side. Yeah.
So what's your motivation? Who is it? What is it? Why are you doing it? Is it an outfit? Is it the fact that you don't want Cherbrum? Do you know what I mean? Is it
Cherbrum?
Is it? I was telling group about one of mine was when I got stuck down a slide with the girls, my nieces, and actually they were my motivation never to be embarrassed publicly with not being able to get down a slide. Is it that you want to feel sexy again for your partner? Is it that you just want to walk into any shop and pick up an outfit? Is it, another thing I admitted to my group was that I wanted to be able to paint my own toenails, right? That may sound...
That's interesting, yeah.
My tummy was so big I couldn't bend over.
No, I was thinking that.
And, you know,
it's not about your tummy, obviously, about mine.
Thanks, love. You know, what is that motivation? Is it your husband? Is it your children? Is it your heart? Is it your liver? What is it? Because once you find your motivation for your why, you have a reason then to carry on doing it, don't you?
The thing that I struggle with is what's the difference between motivation and why?
So, okay. So a why is what the reason that you're coming to do it, sorry, is that, okay, so your why is I want to be able not to have a BMI that is clinically obese. Your motivation for that is the fact that you want to live for the next 40 years a healthy and happy person for your children. Do you see? That's the difference.
I hear you.
So what's your why right now?
I can't remember. I wrote mine down, didn't I?
You did.
I was going to like find it on my phone.
I think it's really recognising the two are different, because I think a lot of people get it confused, don't they? Can I do anything? Can I hold anything? I'm so not technical. You know, if she gets me to hold the microphone or anything, I'm just going to be like...
I didn't actually take a picture of my own one. I just wrote the words.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was helpful.
Why? Yeah. You know, it kind of come back to the thing. It was my sister-in-law's baby shower recently. And it was... It's obviously, at the moment, this is really exciting because, like, baby's about to be born in the next few weeks. And it's our first baby. Me and my brother don't have any children, so this is our first baby of our family. And think going back to like the photos, right? So a big thing that came up again in group with a lot of women when we did this was like just not either deleting photos or just not taking them of significant moments in our life. And when I arrived at the baby shower the other day, it was quick, get a picture with Nikki, my sister-in-law. And I think that going back a couple of years when I was at one of my biggest, there was a great holiday that I had with my mom for her 60th. It was one of the best holidays that we've ever had as a family in Lanzarote. And I just looked at the photos and I hated those photos.
It which makes you hate the
represent
holiday,
what
it?
Was in my head.
Yeah, totally.
And so then you start to edit life, right?
Yes.
And so a lot of women in our group weren't they saying there are no photos of me and my kids.
And do you know, I read a quote on Instagram that said, in years to come, all your children are going to have of you is your photograph. Make sure you're in it. And do you know what? Doesn't matter if your hair's a mess, you've got spots all over your face, be in it. But I think our weight was holding us, a lot of us back. That's what came out in Greek, wasn't it? About, you know, we were hiding from it. So I think it's really about looking, what's your motivation? Is very different to your why. So really spending some time looking at that. Then the next one is C. For a lot of us, we're doing the same things we've always done and getting the same results, aren't we? Which aren't always great. So the definition, I love this, the definition of insanity by Albert Einstein is doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different outcome.
Yeah.
So this is about what change you're prepared to put in place. What do you want to make happen? So is it as simple as you're going to start weighing and measuring your healthy extras? Is it as simple as you're actually going to do the plan, not your own version? Because this came out in group. We like to do more own versions, don't we? Because, yeah. Do you know what? I want some white chocolate and a bit of butter. I'm sure that's a free food, isn't it? So really looking at what you're committing to change. Is it about, we were talking about this yesterday actually, not having like a treat meal, a cheat day, all of those things that you can get in the habits of doing, because to get a different outcome, you're going to have to change something. So what are you prepared to commit to? Some body magic, a food diary, getting to group, talking to a friend, listening to the podcast.
Be delighted.
Yes.
You know, I'm back doing that again at the moment.
Claire just got a massive version of my Be Delighted book, didn't you?
Because I said that the boxes are too small. Yeah, and a little
now rich. You've got an A4 one. So once you've decided what you're committing,
is that when your sins are bad, it looks really bad when it's bigger.
It's never bad. But it's looking at what you're committed to change to get a different outcome. I think that's a really, really important thing. So if you can acknowledge a new why, you're different. Oh, that little boy's agreeing with me, he's clapping me. You can have a look at a different motivation and then what you're going to need to change, really. When we talked to Gemma last week, she was saying about when she wanted to get a new target, she had to do some more body magic. So she started to go to boot camp at 5 a.m. I mean, that's a big change. She gets up at 4:30. I'm still wowed by that. And then the final one is your A. What's your next achievement? What's your next milestone that you're aiming for? Because I believe if you haven't got an aim, you're really going to struggle. So I always set myself different aims. It could be a new outfit. It could be that I'm going on holiday. It could be that I want to be healthy. Whatever the aim is, what is it? Is it getting in a new dress size? Is it going shopping, Claire? Is it getting some new clothes?
You know what? That's really interesting, because a lot of time when we do Slimming World, all we focus on is the next shiny,
yeah,
the next sticker,
the next award.
And I'm obviously, we've had this conversation conversation before where I'm like, well, I'm not going to get those as much now. So what else can I enjoy?
And it's celebrating those things. Like, actually, I've gone into a shop today and I have gone down 4 dress sizes. Let's buy a new outfit. Mm. Let's go. When you were talking, I'm sure, to the guys on last week about who are now runners, weren't you? Mm. That was a new achievement for them, wasn't it? Because they started running. So having a look at what you want to achieve next, and I do it short term, the next 4 weeks. What do you want to go, I nailed it? So is it, I'm going to hit Target? Is it, I'm going to buy a whole new wardrobe? Is it, do you know what, I'm going to paint my blinking toenails because I can bend over my belly? Mm. So I think it's really just thinking in a different mindset. So I would, excuse me, recommend.
That's the ladiest life cough I've ever heard.
I'm in a public place, I'm doing a podcast. So I would recommend you do this every 4 weeks because it's changing, isn't it? Because sometimes you're in a good headspace, sometimes you're in a bad headspace, and I think depending where your head is, give you different answers.
Mm. What are you achieving for?
So I'm going to hit Target in 8 weeks.
Really? 12. I love the confidence. Yeah. I'm going to be in Target in 8 weeks.
Yeah, £12 to go. 12 and a half pounds. Yeah.
So what, if we arrange a photo shoot in 8 weeks' time?
Yeah. Yeah. So I am, as a consultant, we've just been gifted a beautiful gift of a 12-week countdown for every Slimming World consultant.
Oh, wow.
So I am joining a new group. I'm not going to be known as a consultant. I'm going off the grid. I'm going to be a member. I'm not even telling you what day of the week it is. I'm just going to sneak in, be a member, get some anonymity. Yeah, get some time for myself because I think that's what I've really lost. Some me time, some support for me, and so yeah, I'm going to be at Target. Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you know the consultant?
Oh, yes. And she is
lovely.
Because
you know everyone.
No, but she's actually come and maybe join my group, but she doesn't know. I know she's a consultant, so we're doing it together.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Which is really lovely and really exciting that we're all... is this our tram?
No, it's the wrong side.
Oh, she hasn't freaking told me
Rochdale.
What... Well, we're going to Manchester. We're going to Altrincham.
We're going to Altrincham.
Okay.
It's coming in 1 minute.
She's not really been very supportive in this tram journey.
Well, what's
information
to do? I mean, do you like the view around here? We've got a scrapyard. We've got the skyscrapers of Salford and Media City over there. If you turn around here, all these new flats that are being built. You've got the Beetham Tower over there. I mean, this is a great place. I've stood here and watched the fireworks.
I'm not very
before.
Industrial. I don't know if you've noticed. Like,
industrial.
It doesn't come with a lip gloss or a bit of nail varnish or a hair straightener. It's not normally my bag.
I feel like what you've achieved has been that you've stepped on a tram and you managed to get on and off at the same stop.
So
this
I do
is ours,
remember.
By the way.
Oh, I do remember getting on a tram. My mum came to Manchester and Daisy was 7 months old, and we went on a tram in the rain. And I paid £35 to get home in a black taxi. Wow. Is this our tram?
This is our tram.
Guys, I hope you're applauding me.
We've only
on
got
this.
Two stops.
Oh, only two stops. Okay, and then I'm back to my car.
So YMCA, I mean, it'd be really interesting for people who are...
The next stop will be Trafford Bar.
...listening to this to send us a picture of your post-it notes.
Oh, yes. Do you know what? A lot of people in Greece...
We've got a date on that
home.
Yeah, as well.
Yeah, totally. And let us know if post-it notes are recyclable, first and foremost. but yeah, no, keep doing it. Keep having a little refresh of it, keep having a different thought process with it. And do you know what? If you're having a bad day, go back and look at it. Keep remembering it. One of the ladies from my group said she's got it as a screensaver now.
Yeah, do you know what? I do. I have that as well. My morning routine is on my screen.
Morning routine?
And I have little things kind of next to my light switch. Cause
like
you
brush
switch
your teeth.
On. Not reminding me to brush my teeth. My whys, you know, my things that I'm aiming for. And it's bigger than Slimmer World, just like kind of bigger life stuff.
Yeah.
You know, business stuff like that. I like a goal.
We're becoming grown-ups, aren't we? Both of us very soon.
2019 is the year of adulting for Anna and Claire, isn't it?
I mean, I thought having a kid was a big deal. I'd never bought a house before.
Yeah.
Jesus.
These things. Well, anyway, we hope that you've enjoyed this journey.
Yes.
In more ways than one with Anna and Claire.
What is this about? Like, the tram's turning, the lights are going off.
Well,
like...
what I should have done is got you on the bit where there's two trams
been on
that
one
joined
of those,
together.
Yeah.
It's like surfing.
Yeah, well, we used to do it on the tubes.
Good core workout, though, you know. Go on, go hands free.
No.
You can't.
I've had a spinal
three.
Reconstruction.
No, she's doing it, she's doing it.
So we used to live, I used to live in London, we used to jump between tube carriages. What's that about? Jump the lines.
We do not.
We don't condone that.
No,
we do not. But that's why I've got a fear of the blinking tram
it's
and it's
you're
moving.
A bloody idiot.
Well, it smells a little bit. It's just not nice.
No, this is great. I love the tram. You are a public transport snob.
Do you know what? I did the public transport for best part of 11 years in Manchester. I lived on the buses. I really did. And I think I got into the zone of it then, because I did it all the time. And then when I got my car, I was like, no.
Chances are that you could even be listening to this podcast whilst you are on public transport. So hopefully we've made your journey a little easier today.
Why has it gone dark?
Because it's just gone under a bridge.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, make sure that you drop us those notes. The ways you can get in contact with us, we're on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast.
Is this
but
us?
Also, no.
Oh.
No.
If
Gmail.
I got off now, how far would it be to walk?
10 minutes.
Okay, no.
Gmail, we are slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. So drop us your messages there and send us your questions as well. We're going to do another listener's question episode in a few weeks' time.
And any podcast ideas you've got, because, you know, this is your podcast, guys.
Yeah. Any? What is the final words of motivation that you'd like to offer us, Anna?
Get in your cars, people. Get in your cars.
What? Save the planet. Get on your bikes. Do some body magic and go running.
That
might
be
a better.
Do you know what? Take some you time, because that's something I'm really trying to work on. Some self care. So, what are you doing? Take some time. Half an hour, 20 minutes to do this YMCA. It could change your journey. It could change your focus. And as I saw the results in my group, the weight loss has trebled. That's a big deal. I haven't told you about the weight gain strip. No, I'm joking. But yeah, spend some time for you today, tomorrow, on the commute home, on the sweaty public transport. What's this bit? Is this like a tram house?
This is where the trams go to get washed. I've actually
a tram
been
car
in there.
Wash.
Yeah, I've been there. And also, it's all like the control room for the trams. It's where they go to sleep at night.
Is there like a big car wash in there?
There is a big. We're about to pass it on the outside. It's where the trams get a wash.
That's interesting.
Save me. Have a great week, whatever you get up to.
Been a pleasure as always, gang.